Senate Bill 208, the net metering bill, took a lot of time and attention during this 45-day legislative session. Sarah Baldwin, the senior policy and regulatory assistant with Utah Clean Energy, says what started out as a very bad bill ended up turning out pretty good.
We were able to stave off any attacks on Utah's already strong net metering policy. Utah does have an A grade on a national scorecard for net metering, which is kind of the foundational rooftop solar policy that citizens and businesses need to connect to the grid if they want to put solar on their roof or a wind turbine on their farm or what have you. And at the beginning of the session, the proposal through SB 208 would have effectively tied the hands of our Public Service Commission as they are evaluating whether or not to impose fees on residential customers that have solar on their rooftops in Rocky Mountain Power's current rate case. So there are kind of two pieces to this puzzle, and they intersect, but it's a little confusing. So there's the rate case, which is a regulatory process that's underway, and then there was the policy, which was going to really predetermine the outcome of this very lengthy rate case. Unfortunately for rooftop solar customers, the bill is now neutralized. So all in all, we ended up with a good bill.
The bill, she says, is written very clean and hopefully won't have to come back again. As solar becomes more popular, she says utility companies are fighting back.
What we're seeing across the country is a push by all utilities that are investor-owned to kind of put the brakes on rooftop solar, to change course midstream, to impose fees on solar customers. And when you really look at it from the 30,000-foot view, you've got two factors at play. You've got a disruptive technology that is actually taking hold and really it's exciting for a lot of people. It provides an opportunity for empowerment and, as you say, locking in, you know, lower costs of energy over the long term, which is fantastic and what people should be working towards. And then you've got monopoly utilities who are, you know, guaranteed a rate of return and they make profit on the sale of electricity. So they're two very sort of competing models. We think that there is an opportunity for some sort of synergy there, and that warrants a lot more discussion.
Another bill, House Bill 74, creates incentives for those who purchase electric vehicles up to $1,500, and there's a $1,000 rebate for those who purchase a hybrid electric vehicle. A bill that would have charged higher vehicle registration fees for these hybrid vehicles to help make up for the loss of the gas taxes that are not being collected as a result of their good mileage didn't pass.
This is a great step in the right direction for Utah. I mean, we all know that we're going to keep driving vehicles. That's not going to change overnight. It is one of the major contributors to our air pollution challenges, both in the Salt Lake area, but also up in the Summit County, Park City area. That's starting to become more and more of an issue. So incentivizing and encouraging these clean air vehicles is absolutely the right step in the right direction. With that said, there was a proposal to impose higher registration fees on electric vehicles and hybrids. That measure failed, actually. There was no bill passed, and that's a huge victory for now. You know, in my crystal ball, I can see that coming back next year.
The bigger discussion, she says, is how does the state fund its road infrastructure while encouraging cleaner-burning vehicles? House Bill 19 will allow business and local governments to install electric vehicle charging stations without having to act as a utility company if they choose to sell that electricity to users.
So if somebody wants to provide that service, with this bill, they are now allowed to, and they would not be subject to regulation as a public utility. Kind of a weird change to Utah law because we have this sort of convoluted definition of what a public utility is and isn't. So we had to clarify that anyone who wants to sell electricity for the purposes of providing a charging station for electric vehicles can do so and is not subject to regulation.
Park City Councilmember Liza Simpson says that Park City will be installing two such charging stations and at this point has no plans to charge those who use them.
We will be able to kind of track the usage through our parking enforcement program. So we'll know, you know, when people are parked there and plugged in. We won't be tracking their actual kilowatt use. It is a pilot program, and I believe we're putting two stations into China Bridge.
Utah Clean Energy was instrumental in organizing the Summit Community Solar Project last year. Baldwin says it was so successful that another project is being considered, but there won't be any announcement until next month. I'm Leslie Thatcher. KPCW News.